Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, baby. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
If I said which restaurant has the best ice?
Sonic ice.
Yeah. Isn't that easy?
Easy.
And this is not a commercial.
Have you used that machine yet?
Yeah, they gave us one for our wedding. Yeah. It's in like the studio area. It's awesome. It makes Sonic ice. So they did a whole deal where they ranked all the fast food places and they just talked about ice. And I asked that because I figured we'd all say Sonic. Sonic was the best. A new poll found that 16% of people will always eat the ice when drinking something, which I don't do. Sonic I do, but really nowhere else. I take that back. Chick-fil-A has great ice too, but not better than Sonic, but probably second. So here you go. Sonic's at number one with perfect ice. Chick-fil-A is second. Zaxby's is third. Not familiar with their ice.
Me either.
Dairy Queen at 4, Pizza Hut at 5, Starbucks at 6. Not a big Starbucks ice guy. Sometimes I get ice water there. Too chunky.
That's like the big cube?
The ice is too chunky.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's, Dunkin', Burger King, and McDonald's. I only know 1.5 ices. Sonic, I know. Chick-fil-A, I kind of know. That's it. A little ice talk this morning.
Okay.
Starting the show. A little ice bath. How about that? Which also, they suck. Had a friend tell me to do that.
Yeah.
Jake, he's like, you know, ice bath. All right, I get in. Miserable. Got out. What did that do? Don't you feel better because you did it? No.
Oh, not at all?
No.
How long did you stay in?
2.5 minutes.
That's crazy.
I wanted to show him how strong I was. I was like, this is nothing. I was miserable inside. I was like, but I was like, this is nothing, man. And he's like, we should probably get out. I guess, if you say so. I got out. I was like, nothing. It killed me. And he's like, but don't you feel better because you did it? No. I would have liked to have slept in a little longer than getting up to do that. All right, that's Ice Talk this morning. Let's go around the room now. Eddie, you're up first. Eddie, our producer of 4, video guy. Let's go, buddy.
Bones, you said something the other day, and we didn't talk about it on the spot, but the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, that was very offensive. And I don't know if you and I can be friends after what you said. Do you know what it is?
I don't. And I'm not racist, so I didn't say anything about your ethnicity.
It wasn't like that.
And I'm not sexist.
It wasn't that.
So I'm pretty much in the clear for anything else.
Yeah. I don't think you'll get canceled over this, but we were working out and Bob Dylan came on and you were like, what is this crap? This is
no, that's not how it happened.
That's what you said.
A terrible Bob Dylan song.
And I love Bob Dylan.
No. I don't know what song it was.
Ray's got it.
Okay, what is it called?
It's called...
you don't even know. It's called...
I gave it all away.
Here you go.
Once I hit mountains.
Yeah. And everybody just fell asleep listening to our show.
Rivers that ran through.
Come on.
Every day.
So what I said is, this is not good. I like a lot of Bob Dylan.
Yeah. You said, this is not good?
This is not good.
And then you said, who is that?
Yeah, I didn't sound like Bob Dylan to me. For example, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. That's a Bob Dylan I like.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
It's the same Bob Dylan.
No, the other one he tries to sing. That's like me trying to do runs.
That was a period in his life where he wanted to sing a little bit. Didn't work.
Like a rolling stone. How does it feel? Man, this song is jam. Oh, how does it feel?
So you like Dylan?
I watched him at a concert once and didn't know a dang thing he was singing.
Nah, it's hard to watch him now.
Yeah, but some. That crap that you like, not good. Okay. All right, up next, Lunchbox, let's go.
So I was at a restaurant the other day, and I go to the bathroom, and it's like individual bathrooms, you know, so you just go in, it's unisex, whatever.
Wait, what was that again?
Unisex.
Never heard of that. What?
Unisex. Uh-huh. You know, either man or woman.
You know, I know.
It's like it's just individual.
Got it.
And so I go...
Unisex, for the record.
Okay, whatever. Well, that's what I said. But I go in, and I lock the door, and as I'm coming out, I notice there's a thing of keys hanging on the back of the door. And it's got a car key, a house key, and some other keys. Probably maybe the keys of the restaurant. And I'm like, looks like I just hit the jackpot. About to give me a big old reward. So I took it to the counter, and I said, hey, I got these keys. What's my reward?
Yes, ma'am. I found these keys hanging on the back of the bathroom door. And so I didn't know if that gave
okay.
me...
Okay, does he get a reward?
No.
I haven't heard this.
No, no,
there's no way. Why would they give him a reward?
Maybe they give him a little snack.
Nah.
A snack?
For what?
For free. He's at a restaurant, right? For returning the keys.
No.
From the bathroom.
Like a lifetime supply of burgers for being honest and turning them in. I mean, I could have a free car. But no reward? Heroes don't get paid. Doesn't pay to be a hero. No reward? Cool.
He tried to say something. Well, heroes don't get paid. Well, it doesn't pay to be a hero. You tried. I liked it. But I don't think you deserve a reward.
I could have walked down that parking lot and just started hitting keys. Boop, boop. I had a free car. And then I could have gone to their house because I had a house key.
You also could have clubbed someone on the head.
And then after the restaurant's closed, I could have come back and made myself something to eat.
But because you didn't commit a crime doesn't mean you deserve a reward.
Right.
Amy, you're up next. There she is. Amy, everybody.
So, I don't know, last week or maybe the week before, I talked about my Madame Alexander dolls that my grandma got me when I was a kid. Every birthday, every Christmas, my sister and I, we had a whole collection. Well, a family friend that was keeping them safe for us in their attic after my mom died said, hey, I have all these dolls. And I'm like, yes. So she's going to be shipping them to me. We talked about
it. How many?
Oh, my gosh.
If you had to guess.
Well, if she has my sister's, 100.
Wow. And these dolls are how tall? Like 2 feet tall?
No. Yes. Maybe this tall?
Foot tall.
Yeah,
okay,
foot
go
tall.
Ahead.
They're cute. And Madame Alexander Dolls, the PR firm, reached out to me. And said, they could be worth something. Here's a link where you can do an auction, buying,
Let's
selling.
It.
It's like they sell all these dolls.
Do not get into anything
Let's
with Lunchbox.
Do it, Amy.
You will never see your money, and there's no reason for you to get involved with him.
I don't know why the website is called this, but it's like Therialts. And so when I get the dolls, I can go through this website to figure out what my dolls are worth.
So what would you like from me?
I don't know why I suggested you be a partner at all. So,
well, the part, it's not a partnership, it's an investment if you wanted it. Meaning, you could go, I think these dolls will be worth $500. So, if you'd like to invest $251, then you can have half of what we make, with the risk being we make nothing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. So, that's what you want to do.
No. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's how you would approach that. You don't need me as a partner.
Yeah.
But if you want to make sure
that I make something.
Correct.
Yeah.
Find out how many dolls that you own, not your sister.
Okay. Well, we could sell hers.
Well, no,
that
sounds shady, and I don't want to get involved in that.
Amy, I'm down for that kind of business.
You let me know how many you can sell.
Okay.
And pitch me a number.
You have to pay to ship them here.
And that's part of the expense, right? But that's why I would be jumping in.
Yeah.
I'll help you with that.
Pitch me a number tomorrow or the next day.
No, okay? Amy, don't exclude me. Who's going to do the legwork for you guys? Me.
Hey, okay, speaking of that, I'm going to go. Ray, do my intro because I got to bring Abby on.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, video games are his fun. On 2K, he created a team that's run and gun. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Oh boy. Abby, welcome to my little segment here.
Thank
where
you.
We're going to talk about Lunchbox's legwork.
Mm-hmm.
So Lunchbox and I bought a storage locker together. I spent my money on, it's mostly my money, and he was just going to do the legwork as his contribution.
Yeah.
Abby, what's he been doing for his legwork?
Well, somehow he wrote me into the legwork because he sends me all the addresses for the shoes he's supposed to be sending out. And he's like, hey, can you print this out? Will you ship this out?
So he's not doing the legwork.
No,
hold on. All I ask is that she print. I don't have access to the printer here. That's it. She prints it. That's it. I take it to the store. I do all that. I take it to the FedEx.
Do you
I
do ship it, Abby?
I've done a few.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
But like,
has she done a few?
No.
Yes, I have.
Why'd you say no whispery when most times you're very loud?
No.
Has she shipped anything that you're supposed to ship?
No.
Abby?
That's not true. I did one.
Abby, so why has everything been breaking down? It's always missing money here.
Okay, well, the addresses he sends me, it includes... Do you know what an EVTN is?
No.
Anyone know what that is?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't either, because I don't know anything about eBay. It is an eBay virtual tracking number, and apparently you're supposed to put it on the address, but I have left it off because I didn't know what it was. And I asked Lunchbox, he didn't either, so I was like, I'll just leave it off. But apparently to get to where it needs to go, to like the authentication center thing...
So that's why
that
we
needs
got the
to
shoe...
Be on.
So that's why Abby messed up.
No.
Abby's been doing a terrible job in her part.
Amy,
do you want this guy
part?
Doing legwork with you?
It does not seem so.
It's going to cost me a lot of money.
No, you're going to make money, and you're going to get it next Monday. Don't worry.
Big check?
Big check.
Like, no, literal big check.
Literal big check and big money amount.
That big check is going to cost more than the money.
I think we already have
getting.
A generic.
We already got one of those.
Oh, see, Amy,
I think we do it for, like, St. Jude's.
It's called Recycle. Recycle, reuse, repurpose.
Okay. Abby, thank you for letting me know. Amy, listen to what he's saying. You don't want him involved.
Amy, look at me.
Still
you haven't even made eye contact with me. We are business partners. You need to look me in the eye.
Okay,
let's
we
go. There
go.
You go.
All right, let's start the show. Thank you, guys. Bobby Bones Show. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm a high school teacher. Today, I saw a friend's daughter making out with her boyfriend at lunch. What makes this a bit more complicated is her dad's a local pastor. This was one of the largest displays of PDA I've ever seen in my 10 years of teaching. It was gross. Now, I'm not sure what to do about the situation. Do I tell her parents? Do I let teenagers be teenagers? Do I talk to my friend's daughter? Would you want to know your daughter was doing this and keeping it under wraps? Could use all your collective wisdom on this one. Thank you. Signed. Teenage love is complicated. Now, here's what I have for you. In my hand, I have a bowl. Now, in this bowl, there's some chili. You don't want to get in other people's chili. If you have to stop them from making out because you're a teacher and that's not allowed on campus, that's one thing. Or if you see them doing something that is unsafe, that's another thing. But just to go tell daddy that her daughter's making out with somebody, you better be real close to that daddy. Because that's just not something a not close friend would do. I would just not get in the chili. Because then they're going to be asking you to keep up with it too. Like, hey, anything else been happening? And that's on you. Then you got to be watching.
And you're a spy.
Then you got to be eagle eye all the time. It ain't fun to be old eagle eye. It's just not the chili for you. If you feel like she's unsafe or she's making a bad decision, something to be harming her, that's different. Or him, for that matter. But if just everybody wants to get in everybody's business, it doesn't matter he's a pastor.
That doesn't matter.
Maybe the life. Maybe the big man upstairs. It matters to him. But it doesn't matter in the whole situation with the daughter making out with some dude. But if it's at school and they shouldn't be doing it, you're the teacher. Go over and be like, hey, no touching there. No making out right there. That's fine. But you don't tell on them. Amy?
Yeah, I feel like being a teacher, that's your in. Because if it was... someone I knew, but it would have to be a close friend.
It has to be a close friend.
It has to be a close friend. I would also, if I was close to the daughter, be like, okay, I'm going to kind of step in here and just have a chat with her, especially about public like displays of affection in that way. Like,
but she's not that close to the girl, and she's not that close to the parents.
So therefore, you use your teacher, as you being a teacher, as your way in to just have a chat with her and then see what happens.
Oof.
Oh, my goodness.
If she's doing something that is not supposed to be done at school, absolutely. Be like, right. Don't do that anymore. I'm not taking her in for a lesson. We're not doing a Miss Bliss Saved by the Bell.
Miss Bliss.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Because that ain't what you're supposed to do right then. So mind your business. Make sure it's the business you've been hired to do. And unless somebody's getting hurt or is unsafe, I don't think you go and you tell on them. Eddie?
You guys are so wrong. Oh, it boy. Takes a village to raise kids. So it doesn't matter how good friends you are. You just let them be the parent. But you saw it happen. You say, hey.
But they weren't doing anything illegal.
Bones, look, if your son was making out with some chick and I was the teacher, I'd be like, Bones, hey, it's up to you what you want to do. I'm just letting you know, your boy, dude, he's making out.
But PDA. Y'all are close.
What if... Yeah, we're close.
Yeah.
If you don't know the person.
Okay, who would be someone I'm not close to? I would still call them and be like, hey, it's up to you. I just want to let you know that your son, all tongue, dude. It's crazy.
Ugh. I don't think you would.
I would totally
do
that. I
think you talk a big game and you are a helicopter parent, but I don't think you would.
It takes a village, guys.
I hear you.
You need eyes all around for everyone.
Lunchbox?
Dude. They're teenagers. You know your kid is dating someone. You know they're going to kiss. You don't need nosy Nancy's over here going to... Why do we want them to tattletale? Let them be teenagers. They're kissing. Big deal.
They said that they don't know they're doing this stuff.
Oh, how does he know that the dad doesn't know? Or the mom?
The pastor.
Yeah, guess what? Pastor kisses... How do you think that the girl was created or the son? The pastor created
after
by...
After they got married.
Yeah, they were married, dude. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't kiss before they were married?
No, you guys, they didn't.
You guys are a bunch of tattletales.
Hey, Duggars, ever heard of them?
Yeah, they're...
Well, not that version, but they're like, yeah.
Anyway, but, I mean, you guys just get out of it.
Generally speaking, unless you're close to the family, unless you're close to the kid or somebody's at risk, it ain't your chili. Mm. Don't put your spoon in it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's got beans or not. It ain't your chili. That's all. Everybody got trying to get in everybody's business.
Eddie, oh, you are so...
Oh, you're telling... I'd post a Facebook message. Anybody making out will go to detention.
No one said that.
Yeah. That's what Eddie wants.
That sounds terrible.
You'll get 4 demerits. We don't even have demerits at this school, but I'll give them to you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
I feel like you're on a journey to find the real you, and I like it. I'm here for it. And sometimes you're going to do things that are a little nutty, and this is one of those times. Because if I'd have seen you do this, I'd have been like, whoa, I need to call somebody. Tell Eddie what you did.
But that's the thing. It's like I do it in private, and other people can adopt this because it actually releases chemicals in your brain. So I hear I feel better after it. It's a release. I went into my car in the garage, and I shut the door. And I
no, she didn't turn the car and leave
oh
it running.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I know that's what you're thinking. I know.
No.
I can see your eyes.
Like, Amy, how is this going to...
Because you said you got in your car and you turned... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. I'm just letting you know, I found a private space. Because, like, I could have gone to my closet, but then I thought, oh, might scare the kids. So I went to the garage, got in my car, shut the door, and I screamed as loud as I possibly could.
Just,
yeah, like let it all out.
How high pitched does your scream get?
Mm.
Can you back away and just give us a little bit?
I don't like
is it like,
I think
like,
it was more like, okay.
Don't go hard.
Like,
don't go hard.
Well, then I.
She has to go hard.
Like, oh, okay,
but,
got
but,
it.
But like times 10.
What was happening?
Well, everybody has like different frustrations that pop up during the day, right?
I hear you, but not like that. And I never, it's just, I'm different. I react to things different, right? I have a baseline that never moves really up or down.
Right. So I react to a lot, but I am in a very healthy place. I don't feel like this was from a place of where I was a couple years ago, where I just, everything
jumped in the pool.
Yeah. With all my clothes on, I felt as though everything was out of control. And now I feel very much in control. And I feel like that's why I made the decision to go and release that in a scream and get all out. And I actually emerged from my car composed and feeling better, and I went back inside. But there are things in life, yes, that are just frustrating right now, and I needed to go release some of it.
I like it that you did that, and it was healthy for you, and nobody got hurt. A plus. If I'd have seen that happen, I'd been like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We need to call somebody. They need to come over right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it'd be a weird thing to see.
Right. You can also get ice cubes from... Like, get a little cup from the freezer and then go outside and slam ice cubes into your driveway or your, probably your back patio. So your neighbors don't see, but that is
like you're spiking a football.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just throw them as hard as you can.
So it's just, you need a physical release.
It's an outlet. Yeah.
It's like Eddie going into his garage and breaking brooms.
It happened one time.
Right. And I know that, like, yes, a couple years ago too, Eddie gifted me an old TV that he was going to throw out so that I could beat it up with a bat. And I mean, that felt good. But this is just like quick. It's being aware. Like, I'm glad that I have the awareness that I need a release.
Amen.
And that I go and I do it. So then I don't end up exploding on someone.
And I'm glad your release isn't, which I've seen many times in my world growing up, drugs or alcohol or violence. That's great. You figured out you can just scream, get recalibrated. Reset yourself and get out and go.
Right. And
still would be weird to see, though. Right. I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
like, here.
What if you're walking the dog and you hear the garage?
What?
I'd call cops.
I'd run in and be like, who? What's happening in here?
Yeah.
And Amy's like, all good. I was having a frustrating day.
But I think this is just one of many. It's not my go-to every time, but I felt it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to seize the moment. And I did it. Other times it might be journaling. Other times it might be going on a walk.
You know what mine is?
Other times it might be breathing.
Just being quiet.
Yeah, but that's like harboring it.
Yeah,
right?
Not for me. My thing is I just want to go get away and just be quiet. Just sit.
Sit and?
That's it. I don't care what I do. I just need to go and be alone and sit. Mine is just different.
Do you think about it as you're sitting?
Nah,
or you
I compartmentalize. Never address it again. It dies.
Mm. Okay.
That sounds good.
It's extremely healthy, guys.
Totally.
I have a list, though, because I saw your story here. Anti-anger foods.
Okay.
If you're in a bad mood or freaking out, eat these specific foods. Spinach and strawberries can stabilize your blood sugar, which affects your mood.
Oh.
Yeah.
It could be blood sugar related. Green tea increases your brain's alpha waves, which aid relaxation and give your body a feeling of calm. And salmon, if you eat it a couple times a week, it kind of keeps you from getting into this place unless something's drastic. It keeps brain cells healthy, which can help reduce aggression. So if you have some salmon with some spinach and strawberries and a little bit of green tea, you should be the happiest person on the block.
Wow.
Good to go.
You ain't screaming alone. I guarantee you that.
I know, but...
Pizza's not on there? Because that makes me feel good as soon as I eat it.
Yeah, but I feel like that makes you feel good
for
immediately, and then afterwards you're like...
you're mad again.
Oh, now I'm really mad.
Good point.
I'm glad you have that.
Yeah. It's circumstantial at times. Things come up, and so find your outlet. That's my encouragement to people.
Can I tell you something real weird that happened? Because Amy hadn't announced yet that she was... getting a divorce, and obviously I knew, we knew, and it was just her having to pick the right time. Kids, legal reasons, a lot of things.
Very personal.
And Amy would get our listeners, like the 1% that's awful, were trying to figure out how to let it be known that Amy was getting a divorce because they'd figured it out. It got so bad that people were texting Amy, they'd gotten her number, acting like different people. Read the text message you get.
Well, here's the creepy part, is they had my old number, which my daughter now has. So my daughter is actually the one that got this text and then had to send it to me. So it was awkward. And it said, "Hello, is this Amy Brown? I'm doing a piece for the Austin American Statesman about Austin natives and where they are now. During my research, I came across something and wanted to check on it. Is your divorce final and is it public? If this is a mistake, please let me know. I don't want to publish something with the wrong speculation or not ready for the public. Please disregard if I have the wrong number. Regards, George R. AAS.
First of all, no one would sign George R. I put their last name, and they wouldn't sign it AAS as Austin American Statesman. My wife immediately went full detective mode. She was like, there's no such person that works there. This is a lie.
Yeah, this was months ago. This was even, I think, at the end of last year or something.
But that's... Yeah. The links.
So that wasn't a real reporter?
The people were going through. No.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And then I'm thinking, why would they do an alumni piece and like, that's an update, marital status?
The first question they ask, so are you divorced and is it final?
Right. It's not like, hey, how's your career going? Where are you now? What are you doing? And so, yeah.
Weirdos.
We had some friends. Bobby, even, you called me later that night and you were like, hey, it's up to you. But we could FaceTime them.
Oh, I was like, give me the number. I'll FaceTime and just see who picks up the phone. Don't come from my number. They won't know who it is. Hello. Oh, B-teamer.
I know you.
Well, like a B-teamer, a shady B-teamer. Yeah,
there's like the B-team, the good B-team, and there's the B-team Wolfpack. And they're not so good.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like NWO B-team. They've turned on us.
Yeah. I was like, gosh, what a clever way to try to get information.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This family, they were in their home in Heartland, Michigan. 8 people, a mom, a dad, a lot of kids. And they realized their house is on fire. No way out. Even the dad had to jump out of the second story window. Can you imagine? It's hard to get one person out of a house too, but that many people. They went to the hospital. They were treated with smoke inhalation. Everyone's going to be okay, but it started to make the news and circulate in the community. What are they going to do? They were offered a hotel room. They were very grateful, but 8 people in one room. So this car dealer heard about it. His name is John, and he owns Brighton Ford. And he showed up and handed them the keys to a car and a home for them to use as long as they need until they can get everything sorted out. And here's a clip of John talking about it.
We're all in this together, right? And there's a lot of need out there, whether it's a fire or illness or whatever that is with children and just people in general. And it really takes a helping hand of people to help each other that really makes this all work.
Sounds like a good dude. Lunchbox, if somebody came and said, hey, we want to help you and give you a car and a house until you no longer need it, how would that make you feel?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that'd be great. You know how long I'd stay there? Infinite.
Infinite.
Always need it. So yeah, I'm not quite back on my feet, man.
You've had a job for a year, you're back at it.
Yeah, but man, it's just not enough money to get a house. You know what I mean? Like, I still need to stay here. You know, house prices are going up, up, and up. Inflation, you know, I mean, I'll probably need another year. That'd be amazing.
You would say that every year?
Yeah.
Infinite.
Yeah, because guess what? Every year inflation goes up, doesn't it? Prices go up.
Inflation is different than... It doesn't matter.
No, you'd be a squatter.
Yeah, you'd be a squatter.
No, because they let me have it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of stipulation, meaning you have to get out at some point.
But yeah, and then a free car?
For as long as you need it.
Exactly. A road trip across the country.
When would you give that back?
When it dies?
Okay.
Yeah.
200,000 miles or so?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? That's what they're doing. They're
because that's taking advantage of somebody looking out for you.
No, but they're saying, hey, it's cool, man. Go ahead and use this.
Yes, until.
It didn't say until.
Yes, they did. Until you're back on your feet. Until you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it says here they can use as long as they need it.
Are we ever really back on our feet?
Right.
Define back on my feet.
Yeah, when do you not need a house? When do you not need a roof over your head?
Great job. Appreciate that, dude. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. A server is going viral for saying that she confronts people who don't tip. And so I want to play this from TikTok. Here you go.
if they haven't left yet, walk up to whoever paid in front of everyone. Hey, sir, ma'am, I see you didn't leave a tip. Is there anything I can improve on the service that you feel like you could share with me? 9 times out of 10, they're going to make some excuse. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, I didn't see the receipt. And they're going to give you some kind of tip, a couple bucks here and there. Worst case scenario, they just give you a tip to improve your service on so you can make more money in the long run. If the tab was really high, I would explain to your manager the situation and see if maybe they could comp off like a soda or something, so at least you made a couple dollars off of it and you don't have to tip out in the negative. Short story is just confront them.
Short story is don't confront them. That's rude. Mm. I would never have done that. Now, there are people I worked with when I was a server or a waiter, as we say back in the olden days. They'd run out of the car. Hey, you didn't tip me. And I was like, man, I'm going to get you beat up at some point.
Yeah.
That ain't good. The only reason that I could see confronting is I do like, hey, is there anything I could have done better? But if they're in a restaurant and they know they should have tipped and they didn't tip, that's just them being a bad person. If it's a place, I don't know, like a video game or a bar or a putt-putt, I don't know, where you can also tip, where there's a server and they're just confused, I could understand then being like, hey, thank you for you. Hey, is there anything that I could have done better? But I just wouldn't start it with, I see you didn't tip. Like, hey, can I ask you guys a question? It's been awesome. Is there anything I could have done better here? Okay, thank you. I see you guys didn't tip. I just wanted to see, learn for my next one. Her approach of confrontation is not good.
That's trouble.
You can't confront. You can approach and delicately ask for feedback, but even then that ain't good unless maybe there was a misunderstanding that they didn't know they should tip.
I mean, aren't there times when, you know, times are tough and you go to a restaurant and you just can't afford to tip?
Oh.
I feel like if you go to a restaurant and the waiter is making their money off of you, they're making $2 an hour, $3 an hour. If you can't go to a restaurant, you can't afford to tip, don't go to the restaurant.
Okay.
As someone
even
who had,
if you can't eat anywhere else.
I'm going to tell you why. As someone who had that job and that was how I paid my bills, you're going to take up my table where I have to get money to pay my bills and you're going to not be able to pay me for my service. You would never not want to pay someone for their service ever. You're not going to hire somebody and then go, you know what? I'm not going to pay you. And that's basically what you'd be doing. Mm. Because you're taking space that otherwise someone would be there and they would be tipping them so they could then pay their bills.
Yeah.
Because I never got paid really a salary or an hourly or a mourly, anything that was hourly, I never got it.
Flowerly.
You got like $2 an hour and then you got tips.
Okay.
And if someone sat for an hour and killed that spot, that's maybe $12 I didn't get.
That's
an hour's worth of work.
When you do sit down and look at the menu and you know you have a set amount, then it's like, okay, assess, should I order this meal? Because then I could afford to tip.
I will also say tip culture has gone wacko in our country.
You were just trying to come up with a scenario where like you could tip, but you didn't know you had
a
tip.
It's gone wacko. You buy a tire, there's a tip line.
Right.
Like, there are certain things you don't have to tip on. And I'm a big tipper because I depended on tips, and there are people that stepped up in hard times in my life that tipped me even extra at times because they had it extra. It helped me so much, and I try to maintain and continue that now. I don't mind tipping. I don't mind tipping everywhere. I'm lucky I got it. But you don't have to tip everywhere. If someone is making under their hourly rate of what, you know, we say is the hourly rate, state by state, and they're depending on tips, you should tip. If it's somebody that's, you know, selling you a muffler,
don't have to tip.
You don't have to tip. Or an umbrella.
Yeah.
Are you getting your computer fixed? That stuff, if they put a tip line, that's weird. But you don't have to do that. But it's making people tip less now because there's a tip line on everything. And the idea was, if we put a tip line on everything, more people will tip. It'll help more people. Except what's happening is people see the tip line on everything. I think I'll have those pants. Would you like to tip? No. Why is there a money box in front of the register? I'm at JCPenney's. So what that does is it makes everybody kind of be tip shy.
Yeah.
It's done the opposite of what it wanted to do. I don't like her doing this, though. That's not a good You can't go up and go, hey, what did I do wrong? Because I see you didn't tip. And also, if you don't tip, get out the restaurant immediately. That's the move.
Sounds
on
like
that,
that's
too.
What they're doing.
Yeah. No. They're hanging around, apparently.
Get
because,
out.
Because she's seeing the tip, no tip, and then is able to walk back to the table.
Yeah.
If you're having to not tip and it's a place you should tip, the last thing you do is sign the check before you walk out. That's the move there. Another crazy story. A Delta Airlines passenger was on a flight from L.A. and was arrested for opening the emergency door aboard the plane, and that slide comes out. You always want to see it. You always want to slide down.
Yeah, totally.
But you don't want to be a part of the rest of it.
No.
Like the reason either you almost had a plane crash or some idiot pulls it, because that plane ain't going back up that day. So 10 a.m., unidentified passenger, striped red and navy blue sweater, black pants, rushed to the front of the plane while the plane was pushing away from the gate and asked the flight attendant, what do I do now? The plane was forced to stop. The man jumped onto the back of the baggage cart after they pushed the boom slide, goes goodness. Down. There they go. He's being taken to the local hospital for mental evaluation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could have freaked out. Could have been doing a TikTok. Who knows?
You
really,
never know.
You never know nowadays. That is from the New York Post. Now a little clip from Adele.
Hello.
Song's still the jam.
It's me.
So what happened was, we had a caller named Elvis call in. He was talking about his wife and it was their anniversary. They were going to go to Las Vegas. And he was like, can you believe these Adele tickets are like $1,500 a piece? And I was like, hold on. Let me look at the site that has cheaper tickets. And I looked, and they weren't cheaper. They were still $1,500 a piece. A piece to get into the show. Who can afford that? And so we're like, man, that stinks. Just take her to Vegas anyway. If she doesn't know about the Adele show, then she's not going to be disappointed that you couldn't take her. So I got it. Well, then Luke Bryan texts me and goes, hey, Caroline would like to help this guy. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. She wants to buy him tickets. She heard a story. So we got Caroline and Luke and got Elvis lined up, and he went to Vegas, I think, because he's on the phone right now. Elvis.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. When did you get back from Las Vegas?
We got back Tuesday, late Tuesday.
Okay, so just a few days. Okay, here we go. So yeah. I said, Caroline Bryan reached out to me, wants to help you. Did that happen? Did you get tickets to Adele because of the Bryans?
So let me say, I was getting nervous at first because as soon as I got off the phone with you, I called my wife, told her the whole story and what happened, and she just couldn't believe it. Like, she started tearing up, and I was like, yeah, it's true. I was on the radio. Go listen to the radio. I was on the radio and everything, and this is all true. And so the Monday after I got the phone with you, I didn't hear anything from y'all. And then the Tuesday morning, I still didn't hear anything. I was like, oh, man, they dropped the ball on this. I'm not going to get Adele tickets. And I just told my wife this whole story. But right around lunchtime, I get a random text, and it's Luke Bryan and Caroline Bryan's assistant. And she's like, hey, which show are y'all trying to go see? And so I told her which show we're trying to go see. And then she said, okay, give me your email address and your name as it is on your ID. And so I did. And like 20 minutes later, she's like, okay, go check your email. And sure enough, I go check my email, and two tickets confirmed.
Come on!
Yeah!
They spent $8,000 on two tickets.
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I could not believe that. $8,000 on two tickets for us to go see Adele. I couldn't believe it.
Were you sitting on stage beside her as she sang?
Oh, no, I wish we could have, but
wow.
we were close. And like, it was an amazing experience. Like, I don't listen to Adele that much, but like, going to see her in person and like listening to her, like, she sounds so much better in person. And she put on a really good concert.
I can't believe they spent $8,000 on two tickets. I haven't even heard him say about the concert. I'm just like, $4,000 a ticket. That's
crazy.
That's crazy and awesome and super generous of them. So you go, are you like, I wonder if these things even beat me in. Like, is this a joke? Like, is it a digital ticket, like on your phone?
Yes.
And so, okay, were you like, all right, moment of truth. Beep, beep. You're good to go, sir. You're like, oh my God, we actually got into the place.
Yes, I couldn't believe it, man. But she put on a really good concert, and she made everybody feel involved. Like, at one time, during one of her songs, she actually got off stage and walked in the crowd. So we were like not that far from her.
Mm. What did your wife think about the whole experience?
She couldn't believe it. Like, she cried for most of the beginning of it, but she like really, really enjoyed herself. She just could not believe it. I think I'm going to have the best husband trophy for a while now.
Yeah. And you guys have been married for how long?
We've been married for 20 years. We've been together for 28 and been married for 20.
Oh, he sounds younger than that, doesn't he?
I really didn't assign an age to him.
I mean, me neither, but I'm like, I just saw you be like, oh yeah, we've married for 5 years.
Although they were together for 8 years, like, bro, pooper, get off the pot. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't ready.
Yeah. Well, I would say that I'm super excited we were able to make it happen, but I mean, I didn't do much. It was basically the Bryans who I'm friends with and who listened to the show, and they were like, we want to help this guy celebrate his 20th birthday, and they thought you sounded very sincere and you weren't begging for anything. Actually, the opposite. We were just talking about how expensive tickets were. And there you go. All of a sudden, you're in Vegas. $4,000 a seat.
Yeah, they didn't mess around.
Going
they
to an Adele show.
They could have gotten the $1,300 tickets
per
ticket.
The
you
very
know?
Back.
The very back. But they went like front.
They could have got the Adele, like impressionist, Madele.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone to that.
Madele.
Elvis, that's amazing. I hope you guys had the time of your life. What else did you guys do while in Vegas?
So we went to see Cirque du Soleil shows, which are amazing, too. That's what I really go for because I love the Cirque du Soleil shows. And then we just walked around and, you know, ate at different restaurants and just had a good time.
I guess the thing we've never asked Elvis is, what's up with the name, Elvis?
Yeah.
So my grandma was a big, huge Elvis fan, and I was the first boy grandchild. And so she named me Elvis.
And your whole life, have people been like, Elvis, is that your real name?
Yeah, I got that. But then I got a lot of, you know, Elvis songs and Elvis sing my whole life.
Can you do an Elvis impersonation?
Absolutely not. I wish I could.
Elvis, it's been a pleasure these last few times to talk with you. I like you. Yeah. Love that you got to go and treat your wife. It was never about you. Is about making sure your wife got a really wonderful experience, and it's been good to spend some time with you, buddy. Hopefully one day I can meet you in person.
I appreciate it, man. Yes, I would love to go see you and Eddie and the Raging Idiots.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who can help you with those tickets.
Those tickets are expensive.
Yeah, they're
too.
Like $5,000 each. Yeah. We're not doing any shows, but I'm sure if we do, we'll be back down on your neck. Where in Louisiana do you live?
I live close to Baton Rouge.
Okay, hey, been there many times.
Oh,
love
yeah,
it.
Love
been
it.
There. Many. All right, Elvis. Hey, thank you very much, Elvis.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. He almost got there. He backed away. All right, there he is. What a great update. That's awesome. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So nearly half of American parents with adult children are still supporting those adult children financially.
I think, Morgan, don't your parents still pay for some of your bills?
No, they do not.
Are you
your
sure?
Phone
yeah.
bill, I
You
thought.
Just told us they paid your phone bill.
No, I'm still on them, but okay, well, that's I pay for it. Uh-huh. I pay for it, though.
Sounds suspicious.
We are all
we
on the
We can
same
go
one.
On together with suspicious minds.
With suspicious minds.
I get unlimited data. I don't want to take that away.
Go ahead, Amy.
So most of these adults are 18 to 24 years old. Some are 35 and older. Definitely a percentage of payments happening there, but it's mostly for groceries, cell phone plans.
I don't know anybody that's happening to.
And the average is $1,400.
A what?
That they're that
like a year
parents are
or a month
paying.
It's got to be a year. That can't be a month.
No, a month.
Are you kidding me?
Wow! Yeah. Wow!
Never having kids.
Yeah,
they expect this stuff
forever. I think my brother did this till he was like 40.
Amen, brother.
And then what happened at 40? He just decided okay,
and then he moved away, and that was it.
You get anything from your parents?
My parents' car, but I paid the rest of it when I got it.
So they gave you their used car and you paid off the rest of the note?
Correct.
Okay. That's but, borderline, but I'm going to go no. That's just nice parents, I think.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Mine, no. Yeah. Once I got a job, graduated, but gas maybe sometimes. But then when I got on my wedding day, I cut up my gas card and gave
on
it.
On your wedding day?
Gave it to my dad.
As a wedding gift?
Yeah, because I'm like, look at me now.
Ray?
Honeymoon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's a bill, though. That's a gift.
Yeah, they did do phone bill as a birthday gift, but then they cut that off.
What do you mean, like a one-timer monther?
Yeah, for a year as a birthday present.
That's cool.
That's pretty
cool.
That's not you going, I'd like to stay on this and continue to be supported. Right. That's them going, I'd like to reach out and do this. I think a great gift, if you can do it for somebody, is to buy them like a Netflix subscription for a year. But you don't think about that, but that's something everybody uses, and that's money. But yeah, I'd go to Mike and I, but... We were poor.
Oh, man.
All right, what else?
Utah just became the first state to ban kids from using social media without their parents' approval.
Okay.
It's taking effect next March. And also, it's going to cut the time limit that kids have access to social media. 10:30 p.m. it'll cut off. 6:30 a.m. it'll turn on. So anyone under 18, they'll be blocked from scrolling for those 8 hours.
I hear you.
How are they going to do that?
Well, here's the thing.
You have to enter your birthday.
They can't actually make sure that your birthday's right on there. It's like going, hey, nobody on Instagram, if you're under 16 or whatever the limit is, can have an account. But there's tons of people with accounts.
Right.
I love it in theory. And maybe it leads to actually some sort of legislation eventually that keeps kids from making bad decisions on social.
Mm-hmm.
But this ain't going to keep kids off social. But maybe it's step one.
Parents can.
Yeah,
I do. My kids are not on social.
You think?
No, okay. Stop it. They are.
So also with this, they say in Utah, social media apps won't be allowed to show kids advertisements while they scroll, and they won't be able to collect their data, and then all social media sites will have to give parents a way to access their kids' accounts.
Good for Utah for making that a law, because it could lead to things actually making a difference.
Yeah, cool. Ohio, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Arkansas are looking at similar laws right now.
I'm looking at a lot of things. I mean, I'm doing it. All right, what else?
Morgan Wallen was doing a show when all of a sudden this beer gets thrown on stage and splashes him.
I think he was in Australia or another country when this happened.
He was in Melbourne.
Yeah, Australia, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, whoa, who threw that up there? And he didn't know, so then he gave the crowd an ultimatum. Like, you turn over whoever threw that up here, or I'm just going to kick everybody out.
Not the whole crowd, the group that was in front of him.
That's funny.
I'm kicking all of you out. Amy thinks he's kicking the whole arena out. Yeah, he's going to sing by himself.
That's kind of what I thought.
Jason, it's echoing. There's nobody in there.
Go ahead. What are y'all on up to? I'm going to kick your whole group out. What are y'all?
See,
the whole group.
Interesting, though, if he kicks everybody out of the arena.
So they turn him in?
Quit watching.
Yes, yes, yes. No, the person got, they were like, okay, it's this guy. And then security kicked him out.
Yeah, I stopped watching the video after the little incident.
So as soon as he said that, everyone's like, okay, Jimmy did it. Jimmy did it.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When Delaney Dennis was 7 years old, she decided she wanted to do something to help animals. She talked over with her dad. By the way, her dad had to think that was super cool, right? If your seven-year-old comes up to you and goes, Dad, I want to help animals and I want to work to do it.
Oh, that's cool.
I always feel like you get frustrated at these.
Well, because my kids never say stuff like that. Ever.
What do they say?
Nothing. I want an animal. I don't want to help animals.
Oh, they want to have another. Yes. They don't want to. Got it. And so the dad's like, okay, let's do it. So they put up a lemonade stand. 5 years she's been doing this. She has raised, by the way, she's now almost 12, over $61,000. She picks a different animal rescue organization to get the stand's proceeds. And last year she was chosen as the ASPCA Kid of the Year. They gave her $2,500 to give to whomever. And she's like, I really want to make a difference. I bet she ends up being a vet or something.
Oh, like probably. Yeah, that's so cool.
But 7 years old, $61,000. Man, if you're a kid, and you're like, I've raised all this money.
That's amazing.
Can I keep some of it?
Exactly.
That's a great story. Delaney, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.